What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got callers waiting on the line. Before I get there, though, getting a report from Brooklyn again, from election site 11535, apparently, and there's a photo to back this up, the poll workers are wearing Black Lives Matter shirts, and apparently Republicans are being physically assaulted at this location. Real brown shirt tactics. All right, Dustin in New Jersey, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there?
Hi, Mike. How you doing? On that explosion at the power plant substation, I'm pretty sure that was an accident. The guy who fell off the Russian consulate, he wasn't the CEO of Clinton Foundation, was he?
No, he wasn't, and he was beaten to death, though, and I wonder what he knew about Hillary Clinton.
But, I don't know if you talked about this yet. The Russian carriers are already in place to do further airstrikes into Aleppo. I think they're going to go to Raqqa. I think they're going to do it by the weekend, Mike.
Well, my understanding is it's basically underway. They're going to do it while the American public is fixated on the election. It's happening basically starting now.
And I voted for Trump. I'm a Democrat. I'm proud of it. If Hillary gets in, you can kiss this country goodbye because she's going to be letting in all the illegal aliens, all the refugees, open borders, George Soros, et cetera, et cetera. So people better go and vote, you know. Get off your butt and vote.
You can kiss the country goodbye because she's going to get us into wars that we can't win and we'll go nuclear.
It will, Mike, because,
this woman is not right in the head. This woman is not right in the head. She's got holes, you know, in her brain. If you x-rayed her brain, it would look like Swiss cheese.
She's not right in the head. But the people around her, neoliberal, neocons, money junkies, they're not right in the head either. We're in a dangerous spot in history. People
we
need
are.
To realize that. All these things are happening right now. The election, the war, the economy, everything's coming into a conclusion until the next system develops. You know what I mean? The next economic system, if we survive. So people got to go and vote because this is very important. You know what I mean? It's like get off your butt and vote. Don't worry about Kim Kardashian, Monday Night Football, Tuesday night basketball, whatever the hell you're watching. Those TV shows are irrelevant. This is important. This is every 4 years you have a chance to make a difference. Maybe, maybe not, but it's your right to do so, and you need to go out and do this.
This is our last chance to peacefully put this nation back on track to being a constitutional republic with a democratically elected government. If Hillary steals this, it is all over. We're going to be the new Nazi power, the new Soviet Union, whatever you want to describe, and we're going to find ourselves in World War III, and we are going to lose it.
And look at this cheating going on. It's unbelievable. I mean, like, this is beyond Banana Republic, Mike. This is embarrassment. I go on the Daily Mail, and they're laughing at us. The world is laughing at us. And
they are.
Obama, Bush, Hillary Clinton, the money junkies, the neocons. I blame David Cameron, Tony Blair, and the other idiots, Angela Merkel and Hollande. Hey, Hollande, how you like your tent cities down in downtown Paris, you moron? You know, I mean, these people are morons.
Well, you know,
like they're globalists.
The reason for the laughter is very, very simple. The United States has held itself up in its public image as the bastion of democracy and human rights and civilized government for decade and decade. And now all of a sudden the facade has slipped and shown the world what the U.S. government is really like. And they're laughing because of the sheer utter hypocrisy of it. And the perception that this is the beginning of the fall. This is the beginning of the fall of the American Empire.
The only problem is we're in the middle of the fall. People don't realize it. The Roman Empire fell. You had the Dark Ages after that. Who knows what we're going to have, a world war, nuclear? But we can have, like, civil unrest, economic unrest. People don't realize this. I mean,
You know, we could have a new Dark Ages. I mean, you know, if the American empire falls and the global economic system falls and it all starts to crumble, plus we're looking at a new little ice age, we could literally see a whole new Dark Ages take hold.
And remember, the United States has the, you know, the supposed, you know, world reserve currency. But, you know, when we go, so does pretty much the whole Western world. That's why Russia and China have been buying gold. Their countries have been separating. Brazil, the BRICS, you know the routine. But, you know, that's why they've been moving away, because when we go, it's going to be really horrendous. And I just hope Trump gets in, and this cheating is just crazy with the women throwing their clothes. I mean, this is, yeah, Mike, like you said, brown shirt, insanity, Jay-Z, all these people, they're getting paid all these millions of dollars to come out. That's how much they support Hillary. You got to pay me $67 million, I'll support you.
Yeah, that's exactly joke. What it is. They wouldn't show up on that stage until they got a huge amount of money. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates. We're still talking about the election. We're talking about reports of massive election fraud all across the country, all of it favoring Hillary Clinton. And Dustin, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Bob in Indiana. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Bob in Indiana.
Yes.
And I'd like to know that I just made it to the polling place. It's dark and wet and cold here in Indiana, and my wife got my wheelchair out, and we went down there, and they checked my ID at the door, checked my photo ID at the check-in place, and then there was a little silence, and then the woman said, "What's your address?" And I gave it to her, and she said, "You've already voted." And I said, "Good. That's what I'm checking on." And I was the only one wearing red.
Okay. Somebody had already voted using your stolen ID.
Oh, no. No. 10 days ago, I went down to the city hall.
Oh, I see. I see. All right. Well, that's a good check for you to be performing there as well. Anyway, thank you for doing that, especially with the hardship that you're having to deal with. And thank you for double checking. We all need to double check.
One more thing. What's to prevent the Democrats from having a false flag of violence and blaming it on Trump?
Absolutely nothing, because they've already done it.
Oh, dear. Thanks, Mike. See you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Let's see. Trump is rejecting purposely wrong polls, showing a tight race, which we know the corporate media has been oversampling Democrats, oversampling women. They're manufacturing a poll to convince you that when Hillary steals the election, that it was close enough where you don't really know. We know Trump is way out ahead, and Hillary's going to try and reverse a landslide, and that is a very dangerous and reckless thing to be doing. Let's see. We already talked about the poll workers here. Tucker Carlson is doing a last second chastisement of Republicans to get on the Trump bandwagon and stop holding out hope for Ted Cruz to step in and save anything. Okay, let's see. One more phone call. Ty in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I hope this is true. I saw a post on Facebook from Rotlin, ROTTLIN.com, that shows a picture of Wolf Blitzer. It says that there's an intern working for CNN sent out a snapshot post of a screen grab of Wolf Blitzer doing a pre-recorded segment on the unprecedented Trump victory in Florida.
Well, you know, it sounds good, but remember, we're expecting them to play dirty tricks to get Trump voters to stay home. And so if they come on out and spread the word that Trump has already won in Florida, then Trump's voters will stay home for the rest of the day and would allow Hillary to go ahead. So my advice is ignore this nonsense, because anything coming out of the Hillary campaign or the corporate media is designed to give the election to her. If you're in Florida and you're a Trump supporter, go out and vote anyway. Don't let Wolf Blitzer trick you into staying home. Because don't forget, Wolf Blitzer, like Donna Brazile, was feeding the Hillary campaign questions ahead of time to give her an advantage in the debates and town hall meetings. So Wolf Blitzer is just as crooked as Donna Brazile. So I wouldn't give this any credence. This was sent to me earlier in the day that Trump had won Florida, and I put it in the bit bucket because I'm not going to run anything about how Trump or Hillary is winning anywhere. I'm not going to cover any of this stuff until the final numbers start coming on in, which will be basically about the time that we end our show. We're going to start seeing hard numbers. But again, this is the dirtiest election we've ever seen, and the corporate media is out there trying to figure out ways they can get the Hillary voters out there to the polling places and trick the Trump voters into staying home. And this seems to fit that, because if they were going to declare Trump had won Florida, they'd be doing it on the air, not with a leak on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. The door swings both ways, though. Why would they put this out there? Because it would also keep the Hillary supporters at home.
You're right. Right, it'd do that unless somebody had already spread the word through Hillary's social media. Pay no attention. We're going to bluff those deplorable Trump voters into staying home. We don't
That's
know.
Good so advice,
play
Mike.
It safe.
Get out there, everybody, and vote Trump.
Play
call
it
your
safe.
Friends, call your people on Facebook. No, get out there and keep voting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You're absolutely right. Keep voting. Get out there and vote. Don't listen to anybody's projections or predictions. Just get out there and vote. It isn't over until it's really over. And even then, in the current case, it may not be over. We may wind up in the court system. This could be another Florida 2000 debacle. We might not even know who we're supposed to think is the president until sometime around Christmas time, the way things are going. Okay, so we're going to get back here to the news. A little bit of economic news here. We talked about this the other day. Normally, if you're running a business, your rule of thumb is management should never exceed 10% of the productive workforce. It's the guide by which Japanese businesses operate. Not so much American businesses anymore. They tend to be management top heavy because all those top executives have got nieces and nephews and, you know, the nieces and nephews of their favorite congressmen who need jobs and everything. So they get kind of bogged down at the top. But as a whole, in the nation, right now, government workers outnumber manufacturing workers by 9,977,000. That is absolutely unsustainable. We have a top-heavy society where everybody is a regulator, a politician, a governor, a manufacturer, and they're sitting on this little tiny base of people who actually make things. And they're screaming at them, make more, make more. We've got to be more productive. Well, get down here and make something. I can't do that. I'm management. I'm the vice president in charge of conformance with compliance expectations. Okay, Ralph in Arkansas. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wondering if we ever do get over this hump here in the United States, and you see all the problems we've had with corruption in the voting system and people cheating on everything. I was wondering who and will what will we do in the future to guard that this doesn't happen again, all this corruption. Some things needs to change.
They absolutely do need to change, yes. Well, you know, at this point, I think our current government is clearly irredeemable, and it's unrepentant. And I think we're just going to have to wait for this government to come crashing down the way the former Soviet Union did, and then we have to be ready to build a whole new government with better safeguards in it, starting with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And we can make some minor changes, like we don't need an electoral college. We have the technology for more direct participatory democracy, where the people get to vote on more of the issues, and the government is reduced to a caretaker role, which was what the original design intent was by the founding fathers. And I think if there'd been computers and internets back in 1776, the framers of the Constitution would have given that central federal government even less authority than they did. And that's what we need to have. And we absolutely, and this is going to be my top priority for the next 2 years, we need an absolutely verifiable, honest, open, transparent election system that the American people can trust. And the only way they're going to trust it is by being able to look at it and follow their vote all the way along from bottom to top. And we don't need electronic counting machines. We don't need tabulation centers. It can be done. I've put together an outline on how it can be done. And we need to get rid of this current system. We need to take sledgehammers to those electronic machines is what we need to do.
Amen to that. I live in an area in Arkansas that's kind of notorious for corrupt voting, and I kind of spoke up. And not necessarily that, about some of the drug problems in this area, and I wound up being a targeted individual. I've been one for over 10 years.
Well, you get used to it after a while.
I guess. It gets pretty rough sometimes, I'll tell you.
And, yeah, it does.
Top matters off. I've got to where I can't walk anymore. I'm kind of, I can walk 20 foot to my car, and that's about it. But just getting handicapped is for the birds, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm very fortunate that at my age, my health is still relatively good. I did have a near miss about 2-3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I have this lovely wife, Claire, who takes care of me and pours vitamins down my throat and talks me out of my various bad habits.
That's good. I've heard your voice before on John's radio show before, I think.
I've been on his show. He's been on my show. I've been around for a while. Next year is going to be my 10th anniversary in talk radio.
Right. I don't know if you know. This probably doesn't have anything. If a person was a member of a VFW, and this was back in 1994, and they were the one of the commanders at this Cabot, Arkansas. They kind of let me in because I'd been to Korea, but I always thought it was for the veterans of foreign wars. Unless you were in a war, you know, you're not supposed to be in one of them. I didn't know if what the policy is on that.
I wouldn't know either because I've never served in a war, foreign or otherwise. During Vietnam, I had an occupational deferment.
Right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, and I hope things turn out for everybody in this country, and I hope some people are praying that things are going to turn out the way they should.
Time will solve that mystery. I mean, obviously, it's a very stressful day for Claire and I because, we have been up against the Clinton-Bush cartel for 22 going on 23 years, and we would like to see an end to that era. Would allow us to relax a little bit more and focus on some other things. But, you know, there's a bright side. If Hillary steals the election, I've got job security for the next 8 years.
Okay. All right, well, you have a good day, and thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go. Now then, this story makes me absolutely sick, and it's partly because Claire and I are involved in a couple of food programs for school children and homeless and hungry right here on the island of Oahu. And they're talking about this event. This is from the Free Thought Project. Over in Kansas City, every year for the last 5 years, volunteers have run this thing called the Cooker's Care. It's a group of barbecue chefs, and they basically have this big cookout festival, at the end of which they will feed thousands of homeless people. This year, the Kansas City health inspectors came in at the end of the cook-off when the festivities were over, even though the food had been perfectly fine to serve to the people who were there at the Cooker's Care barbecue. The city health inspector said, "We can't approve this for distribution to the homeless," and demanded they pour bleach all over it and put it into the dumpsters. 3,000 homeless people who were expecting to be fed that food went hungry because of the Kansas City health inspectors. This was perfectly good food. It had just been cooked, and they were ordered to throw it in the trash bins and pour bleach on it so it couldn't be eaten. Because, by golly, if those homeless people want to eat, they have to go to the supermarkets and buy their food. giving food away is bad for the economy. What's wrong with you people? We'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently over in Winter Park, Florida, one of the polling places located at 760 North Lakemont has been evacuated due to a suspicious package. Call, police, and fire are on the scene right now. Polls are going to be closing in Florida in approximately 36 minutes from now. Now then, according to a story in Blacklisted News, a hacker claims to take down the Russian bank websites on Election Day. And again, there's a lot of hacking going on. My server, WikiLeaks, Twitter, all kinds of skullduggery on the net going on. Where's the NSA that's supposed to be guarding the security and reliability of our infrastructure? Don't seem to be around much of anywhere at all these days. we were talking about that blast at the power station. apparently the entire city of Murmansk is now without electricity. Now, here's a weird story, and it tells you how far we've gone overboard into the victim status. We were talking about how on October 30th, there was an armed man and two others who attempted to rob a Pizza Hut restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, one of the armed robbers, an armed robber who had a gun, was shot and killed by a Pizza Hut employee using a legally owned handgun. Now, the parents of the armed robber are they're out there saying, how dare he shoot our son just because he's trying to rob the place? What's wrong? I thought you were out there to ban guns. And it's ridiculous. It's part of this mindset that only the criminals should be allowed to have guns. Because, after all, a criminal government depends on those criminals in the streets to keep that whole drug machine fed. Ridiculous. Meanwhile, up in Washington State, gun owners had a huge disobedience rally, the largest one in America's history, during which they burned their concealed weapons permits and signed a petition saying they will not follow any more gun control laws. And the petition ended with a very simple text: we pledge our blood, we will not comply. I think that might become a rallying cry for Americans on a wide variety of issues, especially if we have a stolen election. And for all you carbon Nazis, members of the global warming cult, the First Church of St. Al of the Gore, it is snowing in France. The ski slopes are happy. They're going to open up early. And there's even snow falling on Paris right now. NASA is now admitting that the sea ice around Antarctica has reached a new record maximum. The Antarctic ice pack is growing. Remember when Al Gore said the Arctic ice cap would be ice-free in the summer of 2014? Didn't happen. Ice is getting thicker up there. We're talking about the indications coming out of Siberia that the old Farmer's Almanac was absolutely correct in their prediction. It's going to be another cold, brutal winter. And already the carbon Nazis are out there saying, don't you understand? Global warming makes snow and ice. How can you not understand that? So, now back at Fukushima, as you know, that is a problem that is not going to go away. In fact, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And apparently, investigators are starting to look into the actual construction of the power plant, and they're discovering what are described as serious anomalies in key steel components for the European pressurized water reactor being constructed at Flamanville, France, on the English Channel. And the reason they're looking for this is because there have been revelations that the company that provided these parts also provided components for the Fukushima reactor. And now they're saying that this French and Japanese flawed steel may result in more Fukushimas. This is right out of the movie The China Syndrome. Substandard steel, substandard welding. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All loans subject to lender approval, must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting a report from Westmoreland County Republican Committee. This is in Pennsylvania. They are already taking voting machines out of service and replacing them with paper ballots because the machines are malfunctioning, switching Republican votes to Democrat. And they're putting out a call if you're having any problems with your votes being incorrect. They're saying, look at that last screen. That shows your voting result, what goes into the final tally. If it's not accurate, fix it. If you can't fix it, tell the polling workers. If you're in Pennsylvania and you're having any kind of problem with the election system, the number to call, grab your pencil, 724-836-7000. 0570. One more time, in Pennsylvania, if you've got a problem with the electronic voting machines stealing your vote and giving it to the Democrats, 724-836-0570. This is completely out of control. It's completely, completely out of control. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Charles in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to point something out. I didn't know if you pointed out already in the show, but Alex Jones's Infowars.com is off the air. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't. I tend not to go to his website when I'm doing my own broadcast here.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, the page just came up here. But in all probability, it's a lot like my situation where my website's going up and down and up and down. The hackers are trying to shut it down. My automated security software puts it back up.
Right.
And so it's a bit of a fist fight. But we know there's a lot of this hacking going on. In fact, WikiLeaks is now saying that their servers are under such severe distributed denial of service attack. That's why they've not been able to come out with the latest and final dump of Podesta emails. And this is the problem when you announce ahead of time what you're going to do. WikiLeaks was saying on election day, we will dump the stuff that will put Hillary Clinton in jail. Of course you're going to be a target. You were rolling out the red carpet and saying you were going to be a target. They should have had alternative sites set up ready to go with this information. And, Julian Assange has done a lot of good, but he does love to grandstand and he loves to promote his own image and glory. And I think that's a tremendous weakness.
Yeah, another thing gets me is this Gordon Duff at Veterans Today, you know, he defending Hillary and making up all this stuff, these cockamamie excuses.
We've kind of fallen out of friendship with his website. What's really kind of interesting is if you look at the people who are still defending Hillary Clinton, they're making utter fools of themselves. They don't have anything to work with. Hillary has not given them anything that they can actually get traction with, except to go on screaming that Donald Trump is the next Mussolini and the next Hitler. And, you know, we're all burned out on that stuff. Especially the young people, they haven't been raised with that mandated public school brainwashing about the Holocaust and the Nazis. And so for them, it's just it's a non-issue. Big Hitler and Mussolini. And let's look who's really acting like Hitler with brown shirt tactics, disrupting the other guy's rallies. And again, Hillary's people are projecting.
Yeah, thuggy thugs. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I thought I got cut off there.
No. I wouldn't do that to you.
No.
Without a really good reason.
Hack attack or something. Okay. I wouldn't say that.
Well, the phone call is on a completely separate system from the server, so far they haven't figured out a way to disrupt our program.
Yeah, Gordon Duff said it's really I would think he and anybody that would be for the Democrats, you know, vote Democrat, no regardless, vote for Hillary, you know, would think. I mean, she's the lunatic that wants to start World War III, you know, no fly zone over Syria, you know.
There's a larger insane context. There's a larger context here. And what we have is an entrenched, oligarchical, self-sustaining, self-perpetuating establishment that has ruled this country for 30 years. And they've ruled it very, very badly for us and very well for themselves. They've become insanely rich at the expense of the American people and a lot of foreign countries like Haiti. And they don't want to give up that power. They don't want to give up that ride. They don't want to give up the fame and the glory and all the rest of that. And they don't want a little thing like democracy and the will of the people to get in their way. They don't think democracy and the will of the people should get in their way. They know what's best for the nation. And this democracy thing is just the mob speaking, and we, the emperor and the imperial court, we know what's best. And so this is more than just a fight between Trump and Clinton. This is more than a fight between GOP and Democrat. It is literally the entire American people against this oligarchical fascist economic dictatorship of the money junkies. And they will do anything to hang on to power, and that's anything with a capital A.
Is this war on terror going to go on forever, go on 100 years or 150 years?
It's going to go on as long as they can get away with it. They're going to, when the American people are saying, this is ridiculous, you can't have a war on a noun, when the American people stand up and say, look, you're funding all these terrorists you keep telling us we're at war with, then it will fade away.
Yeah, they just keep denying, we're just pure as the driven snow.
Well, we know that that's certainly not true. And when the American people walk into our government buildings, grab the liars, and bounce them down those outside stairs 3 or 4 times, they might start to realize that truth is actually a virtue. But they're not going to come to that conclusion prior to such an event, unfortunately. Lying gets them what they want. It's easy to lie, gets them what they want. It's not illegal for them to lie. If the politicians lie to us, it's politics. If we lie to them, it's perjury. And that's part of the problem. We now have a double standard in the law. The law only applies to the slaves and the serfs. The nobility are above the law, and that's the way it should be, according to the nobility.
Right. We fell for W. Bush and Patriot Act and
I don't know that we fell for W. Bush. I don't know that we fell for George W. Bush. We don't know who won that election, remember? He was installed by the Supreme Court.
Right, of course. But then we fell for Obama. Or I'm just using we collectively. I didn't. But I was on to Obama.
It's not like we had much of a choice. It was Obama or McCain. And I'm sick and tired of choosing the lesser of two evils because it's still going to be evil and it's a stupid way to run a country. And, McCain had Caribou Barbie as his vice presidential running mate. I mean, what was the man thinking?
It just gets me, though, that when Obama was here in Tampa in 2008, he admitted he was a cousin of both W. Bush and Cheney. Who are both cousins of each other, all in the family.
Yeah, ruling families. Look at the genealogy of the ruling families of Europe. Everybody is somebody's cousin. I think King George V was cousin to Tsar Nicholas of Alexander. They actually looked quite a bit alike.
Right.
And they're trying to bring back hereditary ruling families. In this case, the Bushes and the Clintons. And I think we need to move beyond that. There shouldn't be inherited power in this country. And looking at George Soros and some of the other money junkies, I'm beginning to think inherited wealth is not a particularly good idea. Anyway, listen, we're going to let you go here and switch to David. Is it Bob? Who's next? Bob is next, I think. Bob in Colorado, are you there?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
Okay, the reason I called, a friend of mine just called from outside of Philadelphia to tell me he voted, and that's where I'm originally from, outside of Philly, Delaware County. And he said he went ahead and voted and walked up to the table and gave his name, address, and they said, okay, here's your ballot. And he goes, well, are you going to ask me for ID? They said, well, haven't you been here before? He goes, well, how do you know who I am? All I did was give you my name and address. He goes, well, we figured you've been here before. We don't need ID. And he just thought it was absolutely insane. They're not asking for ID, which, of course, is what this is all about anyway.
Yes.
Anybody can vote for anything you want. Hopefully, number one for Hillary. But it's definitely going on. There is no question about it, Michael. This is just absolutely insane. But since we have Trump already with things in line for lawsuits and everything else, hopefully maybe something will be exposed with this whole big monstrous abomination that we have going. So I just want to let you know, I thought it was just really amazing that they don't really care who you are as long as you come in and push number one button. So, aloha and have a great day.
Yeah, that's the big lie. Push a button, we'll tell you who your rulers are, but I don't think that works anymore when the American people have lost trust in their election system, and that's actually a good thing because that's a foundation to build on. Like I said, if Trump is able to overcome the election fraud And the early numbers are starting to look like he's got a huge, huge margin in some of the states that are coming up to the close of the polls. My top priority going forward is going to be to demand a complete top-to-bottom overhaul of our election system and produce something the American people can have trust and confidence in, because they'll be able to look inside and see what's going on. And that's the only way they're going to trust the election system, is to be able to look inside and see what's going on here. Bob, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to David in Tucson. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I wanted to talk about the hacking. My mother-in-law used to work at the Federal Reserve in El Paso. And, man, they get hacked into more than anybody on Earth. Once a month, they would go through the entire office, snatch out every hard drive, and in the basement, they got a machine that crunches them. They would crunch them, and then a guard would take them over to a foundry, and they'd melt them down. Once every 30 days.
That doesn't sound to me like they're dealing with a hacker. It sounds to me like they're concealing some kind of information. Because
did that was like when you work at the missile factories, it's need to know. She knew hardly anything, and no single person there knows everything except for about two or three managers. And they know what's going on. Otherwise, nobody knows anything. And if you start sneaking around and asking questions of your fellow workers, oh, my God, you're out of there in a flash.
That's not even
an actual Federal Reserve Bank. That's just like a satellite, you know, El Paso. They don't get their little letter on the bills and stuff.
Yeah, that's not dealing with a hacker. That's dealing with hiding information that the American people are never supposed to find out about. Which, again,
well, sure.
You know,
and here's another little secret no one ever tells you, and you never hear about. When the banks start business in the morning, you know, they need $100,000 or $500,000, whatever it is. They got to request money from the Federal Reserve. Well, they have to buy it. In other words, you can't give $100,000 to get $100,000 worth of cash. You have to give them like $105,000. You have to pay for the cash.
Well, it's loaned out at interest. I mean, that's what makes.
I'm not talking a loan. I'm talking just to get some. You got an account, you can write a check or whatever. Your bank, your little bank, you know.
You're saying there's a premium on the physical cash.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then they never tell. They keep that one real secret.
Well, certainly the first time I'd heard about it. But we know the Federal Reserve are a bunch of crooks.
I never knew that either. It would be like if I won the lottery and went down to get $1 million. Well, you're going to have to give us $10,000 for that cash.
Yeah, well, you know, if they want to give me $1 million, I'll gladly give them $10,000 back.
Well, here we go. Another one of these deals. I don't know. I'm on the edge of my seat. This is more fun than the Cubs game.
No, I wouldn't describe it as fun, but Claire and I are definitely on the edge of our seats here, because we figure if Hillary steals the election, we're going to find a drone over our house in the very near future. All right,
yeah.
we're gonna let you go there, David. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to James in Ireland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How's things? I just sent you an email there with a link. Here in Ireland, we had the electronic voting machines, but we all objected. And they were put aside and put into storage for years. The cost was $54 million for the voting machines, and they were scrapped for €9.30 each to a recycling center there recently.
Ooh, I would have bought one just to have as a display item in my living room, in my man cave, which I don't actually have.
You know what? Tomorrow I intend checking to see, are they available for sale from the recycling company?
I was joking. I don't actually have room to put one in my house here, but it's definitely something that would be a collectible item.
Yeah, but it's just electronic voting. We couldn't trust it.
Well, you know, good for the Irish. The Irish have always had a great deal of common sense. I know I'm married to an Irish lady, and this is a classic case of the Irish being incredibly smart.
Oh, thank you. Nice to hear you marry one of us.
Yes, she is. She plays Irish harp.
Oh, no way.
Way?
Wow, we have a guy cycles around with a full-size Irish harp on the back, but he does busking around the town. And he does it on a bus.
Claire's harp is full-size. It's 33 strings. I know, because I have to tune it and restring it. If you go to if you go to her website, melophilia.net, and you go to the about page, there's a bunch of pictures. You'll see the harp. It's a very beautiful harp. It's got inlays of koi fish on the sounding board, and it's a beautiful, beautiful instrument. And I'm in the process of restringing it right now.
And where was it made?
It was made by Triplet Harps in California, and it was special made for Claire. It's made with maritime glue, so the Hawaii salt air will not tear it apart.
Oh, very good, very good, very good. Oh, that's very nice to hear that, actually.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're doing a wonderful job. Keep it up, and give Claire my best.
I certainly will. I'll give you your best. And we're going to switch over here to Mike in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Early results from NBC, Indiana 2% reporting, Trump 69, Clinton 27. 3% reporting in Kentucky, Trump 65, Clinton 30.
Okay. I'm not really going to be paying attention to the numbers until they've got like 20 to 30% reporting, because then they can jump all over the place. Because somebody sent me the first returns from Kentucky, and Trump was up at 80%. It's just too volatile in those early numbers, but it is looking hopeful. I'm cautiously optimistic that Trump is going to overcome the election fraud, and we are going to break this nation free from this fascist economic dictatorship we've lived under for the last 30 years.
Well, I say great, and I say be totally optimistic, and let's give all the good vibes out there. Thanks for the great show. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and if you have not voted, you get out there and vote, or you're not allowed to listen to my radio show ever again. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program on this election day here. And the Tantrum Squad is still pounding on my server. And you know something? I don't even care anymore. Everybody knows what they know. The voting is underway. The polls are going to start closing. And if they just want to take out their rage and frustration on my server overnight, it's not going to change a single thing. And at this point, I'm past caring here. Now then, again, I'm going to exhort you one more time. If you have not voted, shame on you. You are part of the problem. Forget about all these news reports about how Trump is already won someplace or Hillary is hopelessly ahead. It's all designed to trick the Trump voters into staying at home. You need to get on out there. You need to vote. You need to wear your red shirts. It is not enough for Trump to win. He must win in a landslide so that nobody's going to be thinking about finding some way to try and challenge it or invalidate it. We're already hearing that people are concerned Obama is going to say, well, Russia hacked the election, therefore it's invalid. Oh, well, if Russia's hacking the election, how come all the fraud favors Hillary Clinton? Is all of a sudden Vladimir Putin on Hillary Clinton's side, just like he was during the primaries? All right, we're going to take one more phone call before the end of the day. Michelle in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to tell you, I just saw that there's a shooting at a polling place in Azusa, California. Heavily armed. It's on Alex Jones, the live feed.
All right, let me take a look at that.
It says one dead, multiple people shot.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. One dead, multiple people shot near Azusa polling station. Active shooter, heavily armed, officials say. And they're dealing with one suspect. I mean,
I just wanted to let you know.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I'm sorry to see this happening. We've been already seeing these reports of Hillary Clinton supporters pepper spraying and attacking Trump supporters. I don't know if this is more of the same or something else is going on. But it shows how this crooked election campaign has divided the nation. Nobody on either side has any confidence that the will of the people has actually been expressed. And too many people are out there saying, I have to be right, and they're now turning to violence. If Hillary steals this election, it could literally trigger a revolution in this country. I don't want to see that, but it's really not up to me anymore. That's just the way it is.
The other thing I was just going to say is, you know, a false flag. I mean, we've been, you know, hearing a lot, you know, you just expect that might happen. Today and so this might be what that is. I mean, I'm not saying
could
it is.
Very well
know,
be.
But
they might say this is a Trump supporter who did it. I mean, would put nothing past these people right now. Michelle, got to let you go. There's the music time for Claire and I to get on out of here and watch the returns come on in. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get out there and vote. Vote, 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 vote. If you haven't voted, you are part of the problem. Wear your red clothing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.